And 6:06, it is mostly clear, 83 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're headed to 111 this afternoon. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We are teetering on water rationing yet again. Tulsa went over that magic number of 204 million gallons on Wednesday.
It's just a little bit more than 204 million gallons per day, which is a trigger point.
Mayor Bartlett says that means if we went over 204 million gallons yesterday, then rationing will become mandatory later today. We should get those figures later this morning. No end in sight to this drought, but the Tulsa Port of Catoosa is not worried about low water causing problems.
We do not expect it to happen. The Corps does an excellent job of maintaining the pools. They take the necessary measures to ensure navigation.
The port's David Yarborough says even though the navigation is smooth at the port, problems with low water on the Mississippi could mean cargo coming down the Arkansas has nowhere to go. A team from the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality has been on the scene looking into the explosion and fire at the Holly Refinery in Tulsa. DEQ spokeswoman Erin Hatfield says there is a stationary air quality monitor just northwest of the refinery.
And that monitors sulfur dioxide. And there were some slight elevations, but nothing significant. And as far as we know, there has been no exceedance of the sulfur dioxide standard.
Now, no one was injured in the blast and resulting fire. The cause this morning is under investigation. Well, the day after the Tulsa refinery fire, gasoline prices in Tulsa jump a dime a gallon. There is no known connection because the damaged refinery area was in the diesel portion of the facility. Gasoline this morning is up to $3.39 a gallon. The seemingly never-ending heat wave is taking a toll on our cars. The Auto Club of Oklahoma is staying very busy. CJ Bass is one of the field mechanics out on the road, and he says batteries are the biggest problem.
If you do have a low battery, and you have been having a low battery for a long time, and you really didn't know it, it can mess up the alternator. It can cause the alternator to run high, causing it to burn out. Then you got a double problem.
He says bald or worn tires are also another huge problem. He says the hot pavement can actually cause the tires to blow. We go in depth on this story at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. A big fire in the heart of Jinx destroys two homes, sends two firefighters seeking medical help. It happened last evening near First and Beaver in Jinx. Two teenagers are killed in a grinding pickup crash on Frankhomer Road near 91st Street. The pickup left the roadway, crashed into a tree at a high rate of speed. The impact sparked a grass fire that consumed the cab of the pickup. Meanwhile, a wildfire in Creek County is under control this morning. A dozen different fire departments helped battle that blaze. The Tulsa Weather Coalition is asking for help to get air conditioners for those who cannot afford them.
In this brutal heat, there are low-income, frail elderly, and others who need life-saving air conditioners but don't have funds to buy them. The Tulsa Weather Coalition has an air conditioner loaner program to help. Spokesman Jim Lyle says they've already installed nearly 100 units, but more will be needed.
We will have to either purchase more or turn applications down. So any result in donations will be used to purchase and install these units.
Lyle says anyone wanting to help can call the 211 number to get information about the Weather Coalition program. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning, extremely hot today, 111 for a high, warm and stuffy tonight, 83 for a low, tomorrow more intense heat, again 111 for a high. Right now in Tulsa at 610, clear in 83. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.